All right, everyone, welcome to session 5 of the... Oh, dear God, I forgot to pull up the next chapter. Bloody hell. This is going great.
Great start.
Hi, everyone, welcome to this
video.
Hello, right, everyone, right. Welcome to this next session of Kingmaker. So this is session 5, and with me today is...
I am the half-giant barbarian, yes.
I am the sorcerer, half-elf, wait, no, human, sorry, human, sorcerer, Melchior.
I'm Uzu, the dragonborn barbarian.
And I am Teriyaki, the chef cleric.
You take 7 more damage.
And he's done.
What?
I have died. 2 hit points.
Oh God.
No, he doesn't take damage because we left off with the half giant protecting him with her hands.
Lightning came down from behind.
That means you take 7, by the way, as well.
I'm okay in taking 7. I've got HP to spare.
Hold on, wait. So I got healing potions.
No,
you guys are in the throne room of the castle, and it's starting to be rebuilt right now. So yes, you got struck through lightning through a roof.
No. There was just a small hole that was in the roof that was still being.
The dragon had made a small hole that attacked. Yeah, that's exactly what happened, and it came through the hole and hit you somehow. When you mentioned
through
about
the hole,
being a chef,
through her hands. Through the hole, through the hands, to hit him.
Yeah.
Do I still take the 7 points of damage, though? Because, like I said, I got HP to spare.
No, you don't take any damage. It missed you entirely somehow.
It just
curves to protect him.
It's kind of like almost like Wolfa or... Excuse me. There is a god in D&D called Wolfie. She is the god of cooking, and she appears as a wolf with a chef hat and a pan.
So basically, we're buddies.
All right, so and Yes is thoroughly confused on how magic works now.
And so she is the greatest chef, and so you keep saying, oh, I'm the greatest chef, and for some oddball reason, she doesn't like that.
Fine, I am the greatest chief cook and bottle washer.
Gets smited again.
Teriyaki, you're the greatest chef.
Do not.
No.
Damn it.
Yes, you take 1 HP damage.
I got 1 hit point left. That's the torture right there.
No, it's not you. It's not you. Don't worry. It was yes took the damage.
It was yes.
Not you. Teriyaki, you're perfectly fine. You still got 2. You're all good.
Teriyaki's been taking all these hit points over 5 points of damage, and Yes takes 1 point of damage from that.
So in this interruption, there comes this guy. He's wearing glasses. They're round, big bottle cap glasses. And he's like 5'2". He's human. And he comes running in, and he looks like a bookkeeper. And he runs in with this piece of paper and goes, my lords, kingmakers, and everyone else in the court, on the assassin who attempted to kill one of the kingmakers. There is a wanted poster. It has 5,000 gold pieces of the rogue.
All right, we'll go for it. You said gold. All right, let's go.
No, platinum. Platinum.
Oh,
wait, platinum?
On one of you kingmakers.
Who? Who is it?
How
much is
the
platinum
one
worth?
The ninja tried to kill. Platinum is, I think...
It's like
no, this is Yes asking. This is Yes asking. How much is platinum worth?
Oh.
A lot.
Yes.
More than gold.
Platinum could buy a kitchen. Or 2 closets.
Platinum could buy anything.
Okay, who's it on?
Normo pulls out this random chart of of currency. And so he starts with copper.
I like how he just has this chart of currency in his bag of holding.
Who does it when you're the bookkeeper,
right? It's almost like he's
right?
expecting to speak to a stupid barbarian or something.
And he starts with copper, and he's like, copper is the lowest. Now we come to silver, which is worth 10 copper pieces, which silver is, or one gold is worth 10 silver pieces, and one platinum is worth one, or is one platinum is worth 10 gold pieces.
And there's probably something higher than that.
I see. So 30 copper equals a gold piece, and 40 copper would equal a platinum?
Just humor her. Just say yes, bookkeeper.
Just say yes. Just say, Narmo, just say yes.
I tried explaining her what teriyaki was one day. It didn't turn well. Did not turn out well.
Narmo feels really dejected because he actually fancies her, and he just kind of slumps away.
I just walk over to him. It's all right.
Really?
It's all right.
He seems to just disappear as he walks into a wall.
God damn it. Oh. I always do this. Every time. I'm going to go up to Rita and ask
when
her
that
if she
one
knows
guy
where he
goes through the wall.
And the
I
guy goes...
Juice it. I hear prune juice is good for this.
Of course.
He thinks he's constipated. God damn it. I'm just going to go up to Rita and just
okay,
go,
yes,
do
roll
you know
me a yes, roll me an intelligence check with advantage.
Oh, with advantage. Ooh.
Yeah.
Wonder what it's like.
Well, I got a nat 20.
Okay, something dawns on you that, wait a second, does he like me?
I don't want to be a broken record, but wonder what it's like.
Damn it! Way too depressing for a D&D session, oh god.
Damn.
So, the bookkeeper is still standing there with a picture, there's even a picture on this wanted poster of the Kingmaker that has a bounty of 5,000 gold or platinum pieces.
Wait, so who
okay.
is it?
So that's a lot of copper.
So
that's.
Wait,
I mean, don't. Never mind.
So I have a question. What are me and Yes like in terms of what our position is?
Your kingmaker.
We're closet mates.
Oh, we're just kingmakers already. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You always have been. You never
quick
left.
Promotions.
So it's Brendan's character, Akrosnius, the wood elf male ranger.
Oh God. Okay. This idiot. Okay. So you know, we can kill him.
Hmm.
Why though is the question?
Because it's 5,000 platinum. But also, I don't want to kill him, but we can if we really need to for like money, for like stuff. But like, I don't care. It's all up to you guys.
Depends on how you use the money. I mean, you could all piss it away and on whatever. And
everyone, make me a perception check.
I got a 10.
Oh, net 20. Booyah.
Oh, very nice.
Mod 20.
Wilmer, do it at disadvantage for me.
Son of a bitch. Every time.
At least you're not the one getting smited by a god.
15.
I wonder if I say I'm the second greatest chef, I'll get healed.
No lightning happens when you say that.
Two health potions drop from the sky. Wait, no, actually, that's a bad idea.
Don't give me ideas. As Marcel gave me the idea for Wolfdini, and that backfired on him.
Not really. It didn't hurt me at all. So I'm just
so
waiting.
Marcel, you notice that there is someone sitting on the Dragonborn's shoulders. Like, literally, he's sitting there. It's Wolfini.
What the fuck?
And it seems that the Dragonborn haven't noticed him sitting there.
He's gonna, keep to himself. It's like, he doesn't tell him. It's like,
Wolfini is then like, where did the king, where did Narmo go? And this is when you hear him, and feel him, Wilmer.
Okay. I'm not gonna ask why you're on my shoulders, because I don't really care, but, Narmo went somewhere else, but first of all, why are you on my shoulders? And second of all, is the weather nice up there?
Well, I was looking for the young lord, and you were the second tallest, so I decided to climb on your back.
Okay, fine by me.
Some shade just got thrown right there. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think more than one person can fit on Yes's shoulders.
Narmo's somewhere else. Just don't worry about him for now. I'll go
talk
to him later.
So you let one of your charges disappear, and you didn't think to tell me or anyone else about it.
I told Rita. I actually asked Rita if she knew where he was.
Rita hasn't been here the whole time.
Excuse me, what the fuck?
I assume you're not very observant. She's been in her chambers the whole time.
I immediately rush out and just leave the whole party.
Hey, Marcella. I thought Rita, hated the Dragonborn. She, stared daggers at him the entire time.
Hey, Teriyaki, are you able to keep up with everything that's going on?
Me
and her are engaged.
Wolfini pops up and goes, oh, they're lovers.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then he disappears into the floor somehow.
What the?
Best not to ask.
Magic still confuses me, too. It's okay.
He's a ghost.
And next thing is, he's hanging from a chandelier above you guys like Spider-Man.
Where did I put the vacuum cleaner?
Am I able to see him?
Yes, you can see him clearly.
Did he drop down for a Mary Jane kiss?
No, he's just hanging there upside down.
I wonder how.
Yeah, Maka's looking up at him.
I wonder if it's like the Marshmallow Man.
I'm gonna go to Rita's chambers.
Okay, you enter, and Rita and Narmo are sitting there, just sitting on the floor.
Yes, it's going to do squats downstairs.
So, what are you guys doing?
We're sitting here.
You guys look like you're conspiring about something. What's going on?
Rita goes, do you know why I don't allow Narmo to date?
No. I'm going to sit down next to him.
He has a habit of picking women that potentially will kill him.
Okay, but hear me out.
I say potentially as a very, very loose in that they will kill him.
Now, what if I'm his wingman and watch over him to make sure nothing happens and he doesn't die?
In this time, Wolfini pops up and goes, you really don't know him, do you?
Okay, listen! Okay, I'm just here to make sure they become king and queen, okay, man?
So you guys actually, downstairs, you guys notice Wolfini just go poof while this is happening.
I wonder if I rub his head, I'll get 3 wishes.
Do you want me to hold him for you next time he shows up?
I would really like that, yes.
Okay.
You know why he's called Wolfini, right?
of course. I mean, I could.
He's a Houdini type of wolf.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
You think that's gonna stop? Yes.
Actually, it will because it's a homebrew feat that anything that restrains him, he gets out of.
Again, do you think that's really gonna stop? Yes, she's gonna try anyways.
Okay, just letting you know.
Challenge accepted.
So, time passes, and they actually explain in great detail that every woman that he's picked, whether he's had a wingman or not, he picks the ones that want to kill him or will kill him or will abuse him in great
has
detail.
Has the very strong potential of killing him.
Yes, exactly. So because he's got a very poor choice in women.
Okay.
So this is only... this is only said to Wilmer's character. And whoever just coughed at, like, my choices of dating, thank you very much, but leave me out of this.
Okay, but, like, there's got to be some way he can date. Like...
I kind of feel bad for the guy.
I mean, Yes was in a closet for who knows how long with a gnome and didn't crush him or kill him.
That's what she thinks.
You've actually died like 8 times.
Almost got sat on like 3 times.
You found a nice moist cave to hide in.
Whoa! I mean, she's 11 foot, he's 3 foot. That's semi possible. Anyways, so you guys go to bed, and now, in this time, you guys start, so you guys wake up the next morning.
You said bed, right?
Oh, I want to do some lists.
Do I get a long rest?
Yes, everyone gets a long rest.
I'm gonna...
If they've
I'm
been
gonna,
hit by lightning or whatever.
Can I do some lifts?
I'm going to do lifts.
There's a training ground out behind the castle for city guards.
I'm going to go
That's
out
not
there
enough.
Instead.
That's not enough.
I mean, it's big enough that you could do it. I didn't say you have to use a city guard. You could use a tree. You could use rocks. Or you could use a building.
That's not enough.
Okay.
No, she can... lift up to 540 pounds.
Jesus.
And a stone building isn't enough? That would be like 3 tons.
She likes a challenge.
You can lift 520?
All right.
Oh, honey, that's sad.
All right. Exactly. I'm going to have you do this. As a challenge, you decide that you're going to bench press the castle.
All right.
I can lift 600.
Do I need to roll ability or save or athletics?
You're going to roll an strength check.
Oh, I would just say
strength check. Okay.
Yeah.
And that is a 17.
Okay. So as you go to do this, you yank out this big block of granite that weighs, how much did you say? 550?
540.
Okay. You yank out a block that's 520 pounds instead of lifting the castle.
All right.
Can I bench press? Yes.
Everyone, you wake up to a rumbling sound.
Please don't tell me it's lightning.
The castle is shaking.
Oh.
The castle is really shaking.
Oh.
And you're hearing stones starting to collapse.
My shirt's falling off on me in the closet.
Everyone make me I'm sorry, but a dexterity saving throw.
Yes,
do
what
I
did you
do? One too?
Yes, does not need to do one. You're outside. You're the cause of all this.
Nat 20.
Okay, you leap out of the castle and land safely. Like, you just burst through a wall.
I'm just gonna run towards Yes and just be like, what are you doing? What did you do?
You see a giant block in her hand.
I immediately grab it and I grab it and shove it back into the castle.
It won't fit. It's already too late.
And it's too heavy for you because it's 520 pounds.
I can lift 600.
Okay.
We're all good there. Don't worry.
I think I just died, by the way.
Yes. Yes, now I like you.
Ow, the NPCs are dead. Right on.
What did everyone else get, by the way?
If you're wondering what my reaction was earlier, 17. I got a negative one.
Okay. Oh, no. You just stand there kind of going, what the hell?
Yeah,
you think you're tripping on some drugs?
In another second, you actually hear two more crashes through windows, and it's Rita and Normo, and they land safely. What did you get, Marcel?
Where's Terry?
17 in total.
18. All right, you jump out. And you take 6 points of damage, fall damage.
Okay.
Can I, like, do I notice Teriyaki's not there? Because I kind of want to make sure he's not dead.
Roll me a perception check with disadvantage because you notice Rita's safe.
Or you just say Teriyaki's small.
No, I would have
21. 21.
You notice that he's not there.
All right, can I go save him?
Thank you. Your time's up. The whole house collapses.
Oh, god damn it. Oh, no.
Oh. Wait. If I pray and say I'm the second great chef, will the gods
And
see?
This is why he's not allowed to date the half giant.
roll me a faith check.
A safe check. How do we do that again?
No, forgot.
Faith. Religion.
Religion. Ah, wow. Good thing I'm a cleric. Oh, never mind. I did not. That's intelligence. Oh no.
Oh, god damn it.
Can I roll survival instead?
No.
No, okay. That's a 7 then.
It's a faith. Okay.
Oh Lord.
Well,
survival's really good.
Wolfie, the goddess of cooking, here's your plea, and there is this white wolf with a frying pan standing next to you. Next thing you know is you're standing next to the group of people who there's a stone block and there's everyone else in the party there. And the castle crumbles next to you guys.
Now we have another thing to repair. Oh my god. Okay.
Well, it already needed repairing and it was already on its last legs because of a dragon attack.
All right.
So but, all Yes did was just advance the demolition portion.
There were a bunch of people that there's these red splotches kind of intermixed with the rubble as you
oh my gosh.
I immediately start moving boulders around where they are to hopefully find
survivors. I'll try to help out too.
Yes, it's like grabbing big handfuls of rocks and gently piling them up in a mountain.
I'm still in
Rita,
my PJs.
Rita and Normo stops you guys and goes, there's nothing we can do for them.
God damn it.
Huh?
Sorry. The question is, resurrection to level 9.
The question is, how many
are dead?
Plus 20 plus 17 plus 13 plus 4 plus 3 plus 4.
Yes, you killed.
Where's
Flicker.
My calculator?
Killed everybody.
That KD ratio right there.
You got clutch. I think half of you are dead, man, or more. Jesus Christ! There's no people left. Thanks a lot. Fuck.
Well then.
Oh the fuck!
Oh my god! Right.
I just gained a new kitchen and it just got destroyed.
I'll get you a new kitchen, Teriyaki, I promise.
I got my calculator, Wolfie, if you call the name.
I've got my calculator up right now.
Right. Yes is actually sad about all the losses, but she just now has the biggest kill count in this D&D session.
I just start moving a bunch of rubble.
There are 76 red blood blotches that you can determine. And now the whole town is starting to show up.
I just grab the block that's in Yes's hand and just set it down.
And to make matters worse, you guys killed the king of this town.
Oh God! Fucking damn it! God damn it!
You guys have killed every major decision maker in the town.
Oh no! Oh no!
I'm just eating my bowl of cereal. You guys can handle it.
My guy's just stepping away from everybody else.
I'm just gonna sit next to you, and be like, "Can I have some?"
Yes stands up tall to face the town as they're approaching. And she gives a rowdy fist throw in the air saying, "Who's up for an election?"
I immediately grab her and chuck her away.
You're going to have to do like an athletics check on that one.
Fine by me.
So she's really tall.
As this happens, there's movement in the rubble and this person pops up and goes, "What the frick happened?" And it's Wolf Dini.
At least he's okay. Okay. That's perfectly fine.
Hey,
what did he die?
Do the thing. He's pinned. Do the thing.
Oh yeah, that's true. I'm gonna rub his head. I wish for the castle and come back to normal. Come on.
He blinks and goes, "What are you doing?"
It's working.
You know what? This challenge is completed because she did inadvertently help him down just so that he could get his head patted 3 times.
In this time, you guys start hearing like soldiers' footsteps running up, and this like phalanx unit pops up and goes, the phalanx unit pops up and they're like, "What happened? Are we under attack?"
No,
I put my hands up and just be like, "No, we're not under attack. Just someone." Went ahead and destroyed the castle because they wanted to bench or lift or something because someone was stupid. I look at Yes.
The one of the things is instead of all the eyes following on Yes, they fall on you.
God damn it! It wasn't me! Son of a... It wasn't me! Every time
I got his head,
I was
he
asleep.
Head
roll me a persuasion check.
I hate you, Wolfie. Sometimes
I'm gonna have Yes actually saying, "No, it was actually me who did this. I'm sorry, my bad, guys."
That now they all look at you just completely mortified.
Okay. Anyways,
I did I'm sorry,
I'm gonna
guys.
Look towards all the soldiers and just be like, all right, just help me clear out all the rubble so we can get these bodies so we have...
Wait, which one's the... Who's in charge?
It doesn't matter right now. We just gotta fix everything, okay?
Narmo and Rita look at each other and they both raise their hand at the same time when asked who's in charge.
I'm just surprised that one block was the foundation of the entire castle.
God damn it! How the fuck?
As soon as she said that, I was just like, you know what?
That's like the big red button. Don't touch it, otherwise the world explodes. It's there. See, don't touch it.
There's a reason you don't touch the red button.
This is why I always put a red button.
She didn't push the red button. She pulled the red lever.
All of Doofenshmirtz's inventions have told us not to press the red button, okay? Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated is really bad, and he says don't press the red button because that blows up all his innators, okay?
What? Why do you make the red button, though, unless you're evil?
I don't know. But for some reason, they have a big red button on the castle. Quote-unquote red button.
And as you guys look, also, the block is red.
Oh my god!
Different color from all the other ones.
So is it red blood, or is it just painted red? Doofenshmirtz
Evil Incorporated.
No, it's red granite, unlike all the other white granite.
Oh, okay.
Why the hell would someone have a red granite ball thing?
There's one more thing that actually happened, by the way.
Oh god.
Who else did kill?
Someone's like, have you seen Nala?
Uh-oh.
Whoopsie. I look towards Rita.
The rubble.
Did you see her get out or anything?
Rita pulls out basically a divining rod and starts walking through the rubble.
I follow her.
And in about a minute, the divining rod just kind of points, and there is just some scales and the chain left.
I look at her. I assume you're happy about this?
I didn't want to kill her.
What about the other prisoners?
I mean... You did say you would kill her if she did anything stupid.
Well, yeah, because she was trying to rape you or kill you.
That's one of the problems.
She wasn't a prisoner. Well, she was when they met her, but she tried to rape the Dragonborn. She's a Dragonborn, and she tried to rape him. And Rita stopped her. Then she tried to kill him.
Rita stopped her?
And Rita stopped her again, and then made her his slave. And now
and
she's a spear.
And you know, now me and Rita are engaged. So, yeah, that's...
And now there's second questions about having a half-giant in the party.
I just start picking up blocks and setting them aside so we can actually find the bodies and at least have them.
I always heard stories about the wolf barrack not doing so well and how they kind of die easily. Didn't think that was answered right now.
Don't bring those up right now. We don't need those right now. Oh, God. What did we do?
Oh, shit. I mean, it's not like I can really say anything. I've just met you guys, like, yesterday.
Roll me a knowledge check with advantage.
Oh, okay.
So pretty much Teriyaki is sitting there saying, I'm glad that you guys are dying and not me.
Yeah, basically. Oh, advantage, nat 20. Yeah.
You know the stories that there was only one group, or the very first Kingmaker basically challenge this game played by the gods. The wolves were one of the last two teams standing, and that was the only time that they ever did well. Other than that, they've been wiped out within the first week normally. So you're now part of that mini, mini lineage. And this is, you also realize that this is nothing compared to the death toll of that happening 10,000 times before.
No, but it is a very big tragedy for this current event.
I wonder if I could Sharpie out a spider on my arm.
The townspeople all just kind of look around and go, well, what do we do now?
Did you guys not hear me? I said election! Vote in a new king!
Let's try to dig up the remains and give them a better funeral.
They all look around confused, and all in unison go, what's an election?
Oh, God.
Where you decide on who you feel is going to be the best person to fill the role as king. And then the king will then decide out who he's going to have around him to support him during his time in ruling. Yay!
This large mass amount of citizens turn around and do this giant huddle. And you just hear these giant muttering whispers from like 500 townspeople.
It feels like fifth grade dodgeball, getting judged already.
And,
no real guards are paying attention to them aside from just trying to clear away all the rubble.
My guy is gonna help.
The soldiers have started helping you guys clear the rubble because they're duty bound. What happens next is while you guys are doing that, someone gets pushed forward, and it's this 5-year-old kid.
Okay, is this who you guys are going to vote for your king?
The kid looks around and tries to go back in, and they push him back out.
Hey, stop pushing him.
I crouch down and look at him. Yo, what's up, man?
He screams in terror and curls up and cries.
Oh my god, not another one. Single time.
At least this time you didn't set yourself on fire this time. So
actually,
glad.
Some people, you two actually recognize him.
I pull a lollipop out.
Which two? Which two?
Yeah, I'm curious. Which two?
Excuse me. I'm sorry. The Wilmer and Marcel. You recognize the kid?
Okay.
Oh.
Oh god.
Oh crap.
Man, oh yes, yeah. You remember him.
Oh no! Yeah.
No! It's
this is the one that you said Wilmer set himself on fire in front of, and then Marcel gave him a head. A god.
And also, I asked him if he said a dead body, in a weird.
I'm just gonna look at Marcel and just be like, "You can handle this one." I'm just gonna walk towards Yes and just be like, "You." You go over there, please.
No, you're doing so well doing this, so I'm gonna let you.
Where
go.
Do you want me to go?
Go to a corner. Go to a corner.
Yeah,
okay. And don't touch
really
anything.
Poorly.
But I got a lift.
No. Just
would you like to go to a corner? Go in the town and go lift the building?
No.
Yes,
it's gonna
go into the forest and lift a tree instead.
Okay.
I'm gonna look.
That tree's roots connected to the city.
She somehow manages to create a sinkhole in the center of town.
So as you go and you lift the tree, make me a strength check.
Okay. I got a non-nat 20.
Okay. You rip it right out of the ground. It's a big tree. It's a redwood tree, in fact.
Oh no!
I'm
no!
The fuck
no.
out of that shit.
So you've had to go like several miles out past the farmlands. All of a sudden, all the farmlands just go into the ground.
I got a bad feeling about this.
And then the sea floods in. Over the farmlands. Now
I don't even know how
the town is now
in the gods.
now is a now the town is an island cut off from the rest of the island.
Really? Seriously?
I mean, we have a tree to build a bridge. One tree to be exact.
I'm gonna yell her name.
She's nowhere near you. She can't tell you. You guys just hear a big sucking sound and then she's hundreds of miles away.
Several miles
away. I don't care.
Several miles away, yeah. Okay, roll me a constitution check for that. So angry though, too, is you have the advantage, Wilmer.
Okay. That's not me then, I don't care.
No, but the kill count keeps rising, there. Apparently.
You actually didn't kill anyone this time.
Oh, that's hey. Funny. I just starved out the entire town instead.
Yeah, exactly.
Nat 20.
I think it now is time to use that book and get the hell out of here. What do you guys say, huh? Yeah? No? Yeah? Get the hook out.
So,
see ya. Peace.
So, it can be heard. You can actually hear him howling on the wind, yelling at you about not touching things.
And she just looks. She's gonna look around, try to see if she's possibly maybe close to somebody and really close to squishing them instead.
There's no one around you. You're out in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, so she goes back to lifting her tree.
I got a bad.
Wait, idea. Wait! Can I yell again and tell her to not touch that fucking tree?
It's already out of the ground.
I mean, it's too late. She's already lifted. She's already ripped it out of the ground and bench pressing it.
After you guys clean up all that rubble and everything, have you guys not found it odd that that kid is exactly the same age as Narmo but still looks like that?
You see, I thought of that, but then I was just like, maybe Wolfie just forgot about something or something. You
know? No, I didn't.
Why?
Something magical must have happened.
I'm thinking magic.
Same here. Thinking the same thing.
Okay.
That was like some secret kid.
Anyways, as you guys go about your day cleaning up and starting construction on a bridge to get off the island that now exists.
Thought we lost our forest.
What? No. You just there was just one tree. You lost all your farmland.
Oh, okay.
That's worse. Just think about that for a second.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's a lot worse. Oh, God.
Yeah, she just starved out the entire town.
Well, they can still
thankfully,
fish.
Thankfully, this city is all about ships and whatnot, so they should be fine with trading.
Hey, Wolfie?
Huh?
Is that polymorph dragon still around?
Yes.
Can I ask her to let me ride her and find yes?
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Can I do that? Is that okay?
Dude.
If you want to.
Yes, I really do.
All right, roll me a persuasion check.
And Rita's going to kill him. Okay, see ya. Nice knowing you. Bye. I'll come back.
Mod 20.
Okay, she agrees to take you there.
Thank you very much.
We're free to right now. Does everybody know?
So while you go out and do that search, you find yes bench pressing apparently all day that one tree.
I immediately take the tree, and then I pick her up. Is that allowed?
Roll me a strength check.
I'm actually good. Yeah, I'm going to fight against that.
And then both of you roll me a strength check.
So, Sorcerer, how's it going?
I'm stuck with morons.
I don't know if that was me or the other people.
Narmo looks at you and goes, you and me both. You and me both.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that tale ballad called The Lion King? This guy Scar, he's surrounded by idiots.
Yeah, that Hakuna guy is really weird.
Yeah.
I got 24.
Now, was that a nat or?
I got a nat 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the mod, it's a 25.
I mean, the nat wins, technically. If you both rolled nats, then you're at a stalemate. He picks you up, and he throws you over the back of the dragon.
What? What? You told me to go away, so I went away.
You literally made the whole kingdom an island.
You liar. I didn't know such thing.
The dragon turns around and goes, well, technically it was already an island.
Oh my god. Just,
that's science.
Let's just get her back, please. Okay, can we just get her back?
You guys land where the castle used to be.
Where'd all this water come from?
God.
I feel you there. So... put you down on a spiritual level.
As you say that, everyone just turns and looks at you.
What? I was away.
Can we put her in the dungeon, please? Is that allowed?
He destroyed the dungeon.
Remember, the dungeon is completely under the city. You really want to put her there? Narmo is just like looking at you like mortified, like, have you seen this? You want to put her underground?
Narmo, do you have cable? Do you have a rope, like really strong rope that I could tie her up with? Please, can't have her touching anything anymore.
Narmo takes out his bag of holding and he puts it over his head and puts it halfway down his body and looks around for a few minutes inside of his bag. He pops up and goes, I got nothing.
Oh my god. Anyone have rope? Does anyone have rope?
I have rope.
But it would
snap. You all have rope. It would all snap though.
Yeah.
Now what if I take every single one of those ropes and make a big better rope?
I don't think it would be that long.
The rope has 2 hit points for each one. If you took all the rope from all your party members, which is 8.
I have a question. Did that bookkeeper guy die?
2. Yes, he did.
He did? Okay. I was going to try and see if we could bore her out with the picture of coppers and silver.
Wait, who? That was Narmo who pulled that up.
Oh.
So the rope, if you made a rope like that, it would have 16 health points.
How long would it be, though?
Why does it matter how long it is?
It wouldn't be effective.
Yeah, because she's 11 feet in height alone.
The 16 health points wouldn't be able to do it, be able to restrain you anyways.
Yeah.
Rita, honey, can you, like, just make sure she doesn't go anywhere?
You think I could stop her?
He's the one who told me to go away to begin with, so I did.
Can I just, like, set her down and, like, make sure she just sits down and just watch her for, like, the rest of the time being?
That's boring.
You're boring!
Don't ask me. She already destroyed, like, 5 closets, so.
Three of them had completed kitchens in them, too.
My guy's gonna look away, just gonna study his book and be somewhere else and just walk away from the rest of the party.
When you open up that book, a portal opens. There's no writing.
Thank God. Good. I'm out of here. No, you know what? He's gonna close it. He's gonna close the book. You know what?
Wait, no. I want to join you. I want to see if there's a kitchen in there.
Actually, really? There is, funny enough.
Oh, okay,
hey, teriyaki, you cooking food again?
yes. Over like 5 miles that way. Just
okay,
keep going that
I'll meet
way.
You over there.
You point out into the middle of the sea.
Dang it. Go catch
I just keep her down.
No,
Teriyaki, no. So she's not going anywhere. Don't, no.
So as this happens, some of the rubble is still clearing, and yes, yeah, something hits you in the face. It's a piece of paper.
Hits who in the face?
You, yes.
Okay. So she gets smacked by a paper.
Ow! Yeah.
As you remove this piece of
my eye.
You don't have a paper cup in your eye. It just covers your face.
That's a big piece of paper.
yeah. It's that one thing poster, and you realize something that it when you hand it to everyone else to show them again, you realize that there is a name on that that a name of a city called Jungle City on the name of the paper where this was issued.
So any of you guys been to Jungle City?
Yes. We don't. What happens in Jungle City stays in Jungle City.
Roll me a deception check.
Yeah. Am I still there or did I leave?
You're still there.
Okay. No, yeah. My guy just says no. Just shakes his head.
Nat 20. That's actually rare. Ooh.
Everyone believes you except for Narmo and Rita.
And me? Did I get any check for that? What the fuck? Wait.
No, it was a deception check for him.
Really? What's Jungle City like?
You know I was lying, right?
No, it's yes that you're talking to.
Yes. I forgot.
Oh my god.
there's also another thing that's written on there. It says Black Hand Assassin Agency.
Huh.
I'm just gonna like.
Do you think they know how to bench?
I think I had a cook for them at one point.
You are all of a sudden hit with necrotic damage for.
God damn it.
10.
Who?
Matt.
Oh.
You really gotta just stop.
Did
it hit me? Because I think I was near him when it happened. Hopefully he didn't hit me, did it?
It did not hit you. It curved ball
Thank
around
God.
You and hit him.
It's like, oh, okay. Thank God. I'm just like, drugs. And I'm not going to heal you because you're not going to learn anything from it.
I could just heal myself.
Yeah, that's the problem. You guys have learned that, and now it's the goal of the city to rebuild. And next time with Session 5, we'll pick up 250 days later, where the town has been rebuilt, hopefully.